Hey, this is Chris, and after I posted about me dropping the 5D Mark II onto asphalt this afternoon, when I twittered about that, the reactions were quite a lot of reactions about that. So I just wanted to tell you about this because it's just too hard to type in 140 characters what actually happened. So here's what happened. I and Monica, we were out to... We're out to take a hike, basically in preparations for Nepal. And I took the camera with me with a pretty heavy lens on. So we're talking the Canon 35 to 350 millimeter L lens. That's a 1500 grams, 1.5 kilos. That's like 3 pounds of a lens. So that is pretty heavy. And the camera itself is again about 2 pounds. So we're talking... almost 5 pounds of equipment here, and you don't hang that off your head, off your neck with a neck strap. That's just, that'll probably break your neck, at least mine. And I also typically don't hold this kind of a combination at a hand strap. What I usually do when I transport it, when I don't shoot, is I carry it while holding it at the lens itself. And so what happened is that, and I analyzed this later on, when I hold the camera a certain way, my index finger of my hand can touch the button that releases the lens. So what happened is that I accidentally released the lens off the camera, and well, it ended up dropping the camera off the lens. So I held the lens in the hand and I saw the camera fall down to the ground, which was an interesting moment. I think a year ago, I would have probably, or maybe not, but maybe 2 years ago, I would have probably had a heart attack and cold sweat and fainted at the same time. But none of that happened. Actually, what I thought while I saw the camera body falling was, okay, it's 2 more weeks to Nepal. I should be able to get this fixed in time, or get a new camera or a loaner from somewhere. So that is that's what went through my mind. And the camera, well, let me just take this outside here. The camera is fine. Some cosmetic scratches on the outside. There was a bit of an issue with the camera, with the battery compartment door. This little lever that holds the compartment door shut was slightly bent. It's a plastic piece, and I opened it up. It's easy to open this up to remove the battery compartment or to open up the mechanism. It's just a piece of plastic in there. And I bent it back into shape and now it's perfect again. I ordered a replacement just to be safe because maybe it'll break from the bending. I did test shots with the camera. I shot video with the camera. I tried a lot of different things. The camera is in perfect shape. It's good. No problem there whatsoever. So yeah, it's a pretty rugged little camera. I'm pretty happy with what it can take. So that's what happened. The camera body fell through the asphalt, and it's the scratches. I consider them being kind of like scars. You know, you show them over your lifetime. You show them to people. This is when that happened. So now I can tell the story. The camera is proudly wearing its scars. Well, that's it. Nothing bad happened. Could have been bad, but yeah, this is not the first time I drop a Canon EOS camera, and I've never really ran into any issues there. So that's it. The lessons I learned from that is that the biggest lesson I learned from that is that from now on I'm not going to buy camera armor, and I'm not going to always wear it around my neck. The lesson I learned is that I'm going to be more careful and check more often if the camera is actually tightly attached to the lens. That's it for today. Talk to you again tomorrow. Happy shooting.